25 kwacha per adult. Book your table today.
Are you buying or selling anything today? Whatever it is, tell your client, always get your receipt to avoid being cheated. Did you know that getting a receipt is your right? And with that receipt, you can reduce your tax liability. Easily detect fraud and losses. Boost your company profile. Easily check and compute your business profits. Easily value your business to access loans and other opportunities. Easily build customer trust in your business and so much more. Ask for your proper receipt every time you buy an item. And also, give a proper receipt every time you sell an item. But what is a receipt? This is a document issued by a seller to a buyer as evidence of a transaction. Generally, a proper receipt should be in duplicate, that is, original for the buyer and a duplicate copy for the seller. ZRA, my tax, your tax, our destiny.
Phoenix FM.
Old school, feel good music with Panji.
Alan Maguzi. Good morning, we're up on listening from Lusaka West, yeah, Chilanga District. Yeah, it's interesting, Lusaka West. There's even that banner, you know, every day on the way to the office. You actually leave Lusaka, you get into another district. Josephine Mpuku, good morning to you. And Thompson Piri, big shout out to you, my man. Reagan Waria, I'm assuming, this is just a safe assumption, I'm assuming you were named after Ronald Reagan. I'm upon the tuned in, watching live from Kutujira Bombo. David Mbwili, Kapiri Mposhi is looking great, great, great. Looks like it's going to rain. MJJ, that's Martin Jangolo. Julia, good morning, everyone. Hope you all have a great weekend. Christmas tree is already in the building. Yes, it's looking absolutely amazing. And I must give a shout out as well. You know, when you're in a pretty much empty nest, no one worries about the Christmas tree anymore. Yeah. Kelvin Mwapetsenga Mfungulo, good morning, Mwapondo Wonse. From Mandeke Township, Ndola, Mwantuli, as usual, about to my boat, you know, the ones I was talking about, made from tree leaves. We used to compete to see whose boat was faster back in the day in Chilawombe. Chilawombe at the time had one of the best drainages in the country because of NCCM, which of course is Changa Consolidated Copper Mines, before it became ZCCM. You never really get this chance to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you remember how things changed from NCCM and RCM, which was around constantly to ZCCM. We were saying, Kale, ZCCM IH, not to Ksam Kunjatunga Paradio. We started saying ZCCM at Zambia Chipu, but now our mind, that's what ZCCM stood for. Jonas Bwalia Kapansa Arena Munifuri, how you doing? And Henry Mwale, good morning. Okay, Danny Mulosh, you're mentioning the title of the song. I'm trying to figure out which one it is, Danny, but I'll figure it out shortly and I'll send you the message. Tamara Luhanga, good morning, old school music lovers, enjoying the show as usual. I'm loving this. Vinja Siwali, good morning, where up on the Mr. Banda. Okay, the Bemba brother of mine from Kuruwingu, absolutely. You always make my Saturdays, to be honest with you. Even when I'm away from Lusaka to Mafinga District, I tune into this frequency using Radio Garden. Continue burning the airwaves. Nice one, Abaswari. Nice one. Miriam Sedisho says, Ifofema December babies. I know, right? Great people are born in December. Wilfred Malama, good morning, Mr. Band. Mr. Band. Our Pondo, listening from Telston in Land. Miriam Sedisho, big shout out to you. I'm loving this from DJ Mesh. Good morning, Panji. Cheer me up. I'm not feeling well. We're going to see what we can do when it comes to Zesco time for you, Bamish. Martin Kunoli on the G20 issue. It reminds me of Bob Marley's song, Africa Unite. I was just saying, guys, it's sad that the entire G20 is not standing up for South Africa being bullied by Umupondo. You know, when the big buy is very powerful, it actually happens even in life. Even when the big buy is wrong, everybody just sides with him or her, whatever the case may be. Leo Wada, big shout out to you. Also, one Chikora Wada. Yeah. Big shout out and have a great weekend. Patrick Wada, good morning. Last one, I promise. Kaunda Mambo, great name that. Good morning, we are up on the Fema December babies. Yeah, more December babies. December. Crecious Kampuyu. Good morning, Wapanji, your fellow Kwankwagenarian, listening from Lusaka West. So it turns out that fog is safe, Mwewapondwe, you know, if used in a ventilated space and no direct inhalation. Of course, back in the day, you know why it's a, you know, sometimes you'd go near the fog machine to try and smell it. Some of us have been inhaling fog since the 70s and continue to do so. I was inhaling fog on Thursday. I was inhaling fog last night. Thursday, of course, was at the Hunter's summer party, and yesterday at that 80s birthday bash I was telling you about. See, I'm still here, intact, no dent, hopefully. Fog continues adding spice to life. It's safe, yeah, and it smells nice as well, doesn't it? Yeah, pretty much like when you're standing next to a person who vapes. Flashing lights, moving to the beats, mirrored walls, and fog at your feet.
Hi, Pandy.
Wanna do for all you rocking fans. Let's go to work and let's go berserk. You hear new rock every day. But my rap is good in my neighborhood, and I say it just this way. I said a hi ho, I'm on the globe. I'm rapping to the rhythm, it's baby yo. And if you wanna know just where to go, everybody just follow me. I say you're looking for the man, the OEC, that's the one that's rapping your bitch just leave. And if you listen closely, you surely fuck. Well, listen to the sound of the microphone. Hey, hey.